Peace of the Lord be with you. And happy Friday, everyone. Yes, sir. And happy beginning of October. All right. For all of you that have respected and honored the October rule, game on. All right, it's time. If you've been waiting, holding up that courage, this is the week. Take Wednesday, dress up, roll up, and say, I'd like to take you out to dinner. It's time. It's time. It's October. I wore my October yellow tie today. This is my October tie for Friday. I like it. It's the burnt orange. Feels like a changing tree. It's nice. Hey, odd or even? All right. All right. Okay. All right. Just remember when you're done tugging, you're on the same team. All right. That's my pastoral advice for the day. All right. I believe something is still happening. It's what keeps me coming back here. I believe it deep in my heart and in my soul and in my bones. I believe it so strongly that it creates an ache in my life. I believe that God loves this world and everything in it. I believe that God wants to redeem this world and everything in it, everything that is broken, all the horror, all the pain, all of the tears. I believe that God cares about tears. I believe that Jesus is still praying. And I believe that Jesus' prayers are still pouring out Holy Spirit on all flesh, on all flesh. And I believe as that Spirit is poured out, God is still calling people from every tribe and every language and every nation. I believe with an ache in my soul that God is still redeeming this world. I believe it. But if I'm honest with you, it's hard to believe that sometimes. See, like you get to October and you've been running hard for 5-6 weeks and you get tired. And when you get tired, your vision gets a little bit more myopic. You stop seeing all of the beauty, all of the things, and you're just moving from one thing to the next and you get fatigued. And when you get fatigued, you get a little reduced. And when life gets reduced, you stop believing some of these things, and you just start surviving. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to believe sometimes. It's hard to believe even when you're a pastor of a place like this, because when you're a pastor of a place like this, sometimes you get a window into lots and lots of hurts that go on in our community. Gathered in this room, gathered in the soil of hope, is everything under the sun that we so try so hard not to admit to. We want to look like we have it all together. We want to look like we don't have any cracks. But we know that it's all here. Everything from anger and everything from doubt and everything from fear. We know that there are past experiences that you have endured, some of them very severe, some of them even horrific, that make it hard to believe. It's all here in this room right now with you. And if we're honest, some of you believe with an ache too, but it's hard to believe. Which is why we need each other. See, I can't believe by myself. I need you. And you need me. We need each other. We can't believe simply in a tug of war of competition about all things. We have to come together and find a common voice and a unity. I believe that we need the church, and we need the practices of the church to nurture this belief that is so easily washed away. It's so easily reduced. It's so easy to get myopic and small. Which is why one of the things that I do, one of the habits that I have, is reading scripture. I need a picture that helps me believe that when I start to feel restricted my life feels reduced, I go to the scriptures, and there are certain scriptures that wake me up, that pull me out of bed and shake me awake from my slumber so I don't spend my time sleepwalking all day long from one appointment to the next. We need scriptures that help us to pull up our heads so we're not staring down at the ground or our shoelaces, so that we see the horizon. We see a bigger world all around us. The scriptures provide us a lens in which to see something that is beautiful, and that is true. And this morning, I want to share one of those scriptures with you. It's one of the scriptures that we will hear Sunday night in DeVos at 7 o'clock as we celebrate World Communion, but it is a picture that inspires me to keep me believing, even when it's hard. So just close your eyes if you need to and see if you can picture this. It comes from Revelation chapter 7, beginning in verse 9. St. John writes this on the island of Patmos. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and around the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and glory and might be to our God forever and ever. They sing it over and over again. And then one of the elders came and addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." And he said, "These are the ones that have survived the great ordeal, and they have been washed, and their robes are white by the blood of the Lamb. And for this reason, they stand before the throne of God, and they worship him day and night, night and day, within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will know hunger no more. They will thirst no more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb that is at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to the waters of eternal life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the vision that the scriptures give us of a great multitude that is gathered even now. This is a picture that pulls me out of bed, and this is a picture that inspires me to believe, even when it is hard to believe. It is a beautiful picture of a great multitude that no one could count. It is a picture of people robed in white, which symbolizes the forgiveness of sins. It is a picture of a people holding palm branches in their hands, the symbol of peace. It is a great multitude of peacemakers. It is a people who have survived a great ordeal, who know about the hard realities of life. It is a picture of a profound unity in the midst of diversity. It is a people from every nation and every tribe and every language, all coming together, gathered around the throne. And at the center of that throne is a Lamb, and the Lamb that has been slaughtered. At the center of it is Christ, calling, transforming, equipping, breathing into us his prayers, breathing into us the Holy Spirit, so that we too might be a unified people. Amidst all of our diversities, amidst all of our hurts and all of our pain and all of our questions, there is a throne with Christ at the center. And that is what pulls me out of bed. That is what inspires me to keep believing, even when it's hard to believe. And my friends, I know it's hard to believe. I know there are things that don't make sense. But that's why I need certain practices and habits to keep me believing, keep me coming back, that we, you and I, are part of that great multitude. Which is why we worship. What we do in here connects to what is going on up there. And what is going on up there is connected to what's going on here. There's no dualism. It starts to merge. When we say lift up our hearts and we lift them up to the Lord, that is exactly what we mean. Heaven and earth are coming together. And on Sunday night at DeVos, when we come to the table, we are stepping into this vision. We are participating, not in a mere symbol, but in a real presence that all of God's people from around the world, through the Holy Spirit, are gathered in this place at this time to be reconciled as one. So if you need to keep believing, if it's hard for you to believe, if you are tired and weary and need some rest, if you're fatigued from pulling the rope, I want to invite you to DeVos. I want to invite you to a table where you will experience an enormous grace and you will step into a large life of lots of diversity of sound and people and textures, because I believe that God loves this world. I believe that God loves this place in the world. I believe that God loves you. And the only way we can experience that fullness of love is with each other. So, Sunday night, we invite you to come. We invite you to come and bring a perishable gift, a non-perishable gift. Bring a carcass. Bring a non-perishable gift. Go to some place, get some canned foods, and as we come to the table and are fed, we are reminded that we want to feed. Oh, I'm a preacher. Yeah, I use words for a living. Hey, I just as we step into a weekend, step into October. I just want to say a prayer of blessing on us, and I just have a safe weekend. Have a safe weekend. Live into the love. Let's pray. God of this scripture, the God who sits on the throne, we confess with one voice that salvation belongs to you, you who are seated on the throne and to the Lamb. And on Sunday night, we want to gather with one voice and experience the profound unity amidst all of the diversity of the world, the diversity here at Hope, Lord, that we would be centered at your table, we would be fed grace, your love, your forgiveness, your body. Pour out your spirit on Hope College and all who are here. Reconcile all who are alienated. Heal every hurt. Soothe every conscience, Lord. Draw your people into a profound reality where we are made new by your word and the witness of your people. We pray this in Christ's name, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. Love you all.